Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
At 48, my mom decided that she still had a call, a vocation on her life. I started widow care 2 years ago, and I'm 52. We could be any age. Start something that's dear to our hearts. I remember when I was in the 8th grade, I thought I wanted to be like Richard Leakey. I wanted to sit in the dirt and dig bones out of the ground in Africa. I've never done that, but maybe one day. We'll see. Maybe spiritually you're not healthy. Maybe you want to get involved more in your synagogue, or maybe you want to do something new and different. You have neighbors that you want to work with. You want to spend more time getting to know people environmentally around you. Emotionally, are you depressed? What is your preferable future? You want to go through this right-sizing guide and come up with 7 areas of wellness and figure out where you are and what you want your life to look like differently. So physically, what are you doing to take care of yourself? You know, it's the number one reason why people make a change in their lives out of their home, why they decide they're going to move, because it's the physical. I remember I was dealing with a man and his wife, and he said to me, "Hey, Eric, I'm going to make a change in my life because I don't want to have someone have to make that change for me," right? Physically, you want to make the change in your life to build muscle mass, to get exercise, to start walking and get out and start doing some things in your life. If you're not doing it, you need to build strength. Physical ability will return if you haven't really done it yet. Get out there, start working it. I highly encourage you to consider, what is it that you need? What is your preferable future? Do you like to dance? Do you like to do things you haven't done it for a while? Think about it. We could sort all these things out. What are you going to do with the things that you have? What are you going to do with the motivation physically? What's going to drive you? What are the top 3 things that are going to drive you to make a change in your life? Let's think about peace. PEACE is an acronym, stands for proximity, expense, accessibility, comfort, and ease. Do you have these 5 things where you are? Are you at peace in your home? It ties back, in a sense, to those 7 areas of wellness. Finding the motivation to make a move, to find your preferable future. Well, 1 in 10 households rent at least 1 self-storage unit, which is 65% more than just 20 years ago. Are you one of those? And that's, again, no judgment in that, but are you one of those 1 in 10? If you've got a home full of middle-market, traditional-style furniture you want to sell, guess what? There's no interest in that. If you're holding on to things that have no real value for anybody else, why are you spending money holding on to it? Clear out that self-storage unit. Sell your stuff. Your kids don't want it, right? You can't give it away. So there's an emotional challenge of right sizing. When people say, "I'm not ready yet," it's the stuff. It's finding the motivation. Like, I want to change my life so that I can accomplish this difference in my life. But the things that I have oftentimes encumber my ability to move. We're going to talk about the complexity of that. Let's preserve your past. Let's think about this. The stuff you own that you've spent your life accumulating might include a beautiful painting that you and your spouse bought at the World's Fair in 1982 in Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, maybe you happened to be in Knoxville in 1982 and you bought that painting, okay? So what's the story behind it? You want to pass the painting on generationally so that 150 years from now, your great-grandchildren will know the stories that you don't know about your ancestors. How many of you have a dining room chair in your home that used to belong to a set from one of your ancestors? It's just one chair that you got from Aunt Millie when she passed away. It comes from somewhere, and it happens to be some fairly nice chair from some set. And you feel obligated, but you don't know anything about it, really. Look, I've got 2 chairs from 2 different sets from 2 of my ancestors. I don't even sit in one of them because it's too dainty. But I have the room for it. I've kept the chair because, I'm keeping a memory alive. I look at that chair and I think, gosh, I don't know what to do with this chair. I feel like I need to keep the chair. You know what? At some point, that chair is going to get discarded because someone's going to say, "I don't know either, and I don't really want that around." And maybe you've got stuff, lots of stuff like that. You think, I need to get rid of this. Well, take this advice right here. This is going to, and you can't do everything all at one time. If you could videotape, you know, I'm in the real estate business. I help people buy and sell real estate. That's what I do. That's how I feed my family. But in reality, I see this demographic shift of people needing to let go of their stuff. If you could videotape yourself or have your loved one videotape you, you know, maybe you're not making the progress that you want to make to get rid of some of your things. So maybe you could say this to your mom and dad if you're a sandwich child listening, thinking like, that's my parents. They've got so much stuff. I got to help them, but I don't know how to get them past letting go of stuff. Well, why don't you offer to come over and film them? It's really easy now. You can take your Apple iPhone, your Galaxy phone, whatever it might be. There's a video function. You can turn on the camera. You know, you can have one of your friends come over and film you. Think of it. You do this for insurance purposes anyways, right? They say, you film your house, keep that in case everything burns down so you know what needs to get replaced. Great, but let's think about the move. I don't mean leaving the house. I mean the moving of your life. You're changing your life. You're now going to live in your house, but it's now a new home to you. Same house, but it's going to look differently. Let's memorize and pass the tone of what your house was on to the next generation. Let's pass on the things that you have in your house now, but not lose the memory. Film that painting from 1982. Tell the stories that go behind the table. My grandfather, Steele, he hired a guy when he was in Hawaii to build a dining room table that my brother has now. The chair is made out of a koa wood. There's an incredible story behind the whole thing, and he personally knit the back of each of the chairs. It's a great story. You know what? Honestly, I don't want to break up that dining room table. I want my kids to know the story about that table, and I can now share that story with my children without them ever owning the stuff. Look, how many of you all have Olin Mills photography in your home? You know, I've got this picture, this portrait that my mom and dad got in like 1977, 76 or so, and I'm never going to hang this on the wall. I've got braces, corduroy bell-bottom pants, and it's fashion ugly. And it's got to be, 2.5 or 3 feet tall and 2 feet wide. I mean, my mom and dad must have spent hundreds of dollars on this family portrait, right? But I'm not going to hang it up on my wall. In fact, it sits in a closet. Still, I want to remember it. I don't want to keep that 2x3 painting. Even if my folks spent $900 on it, and in today's dollars, it would be like $9,000 for that painting, that picture, rather. Still, I don't want to lose the memory. I could take a picture of the painting, or I could film the painting and tell you what the weather was like. I could tell you what my sister was saying to me. I can tell you the stories that my sister will appreciate, I think. Things that you have that it's time to let go of and move out of your house so that you can open up the space and begin to enjoy your space again. When you move, you throw stuff away. Think of moving back into your own home. I have a preferred vendor guide. And in this guide, I've got contractors. We've got people that help people downsize in their homes. All kinds of, from plumbers and electricians to whatnot. And you can download a free copy of that at ericstewartgroup.com. Plus, some of you think, it's nice for you to talk about that. I've learned something, but I don't think I want to stay in my home. We do have a guide called the Continuing Care Retirement Community Guide, which has a list of all the CCRCs, as I call the acronym, here in the D.C. metro area, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. It's the only place where you can get them all. Download it for free at ericstewartgroup.com. Download a free copy of the Right Sizing Guide. Look, like a physician, like a house doctor, I'm here to listen to what ails you and try to help you along the way. I'll be back with my final thoughts in just a second.